Break sales event.
You're good.
Yeah, thank you.
$50 rebate for axle front or rear. See participating Ford dealer for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 11/30/11. Ford is the best in Texas.
Someday I can be a marine biologist. Or a park ranger. Oh, a conservationist. I know. I want to drive a train.
Helping the planet. It's a value kids and CSX share. Up to 5 times more fuel efficient than trucks. CSX trains are the most environmentally friendly way to move goods on land. Learn more at CSX.com. CSX.
How to log on and learn more at KLUP.com. KLUP San Antonio. News Talk 930 KLUP. The Loop. 930 KLUP time is 6 o'clock.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. There have been 3 attacks today against NATO and Afghan government forces in Afghanistan, but the deadliest was the suicide bombing in Kabul that left 17 people dead, including a dozen Americans. The bomber used a vehicle loaded with explosives to strike an armored NATO bus on a busy street. The Taliban and related groups have staged more than a dozen major attacks in the Afghan capital this year. It's beginning to look a bit like Christmas in parts of Pennsylvania, Maryland, and West Virginia, but National Weather Service forecaster Bruce Terry says that the snowstorm isn't the start of a trend in the Northeast.
This is a one-shot deal. We'll be drying out later Sunday. Actually, down in the Mid-Atlantic states, it'll be a dry Sunday. But the snows will be ending in New England early Sunday.
New Yorkers, meanwhile, aren't too happy about the weather.
Miserable. Long time of year for snow.
The unusually early snowstorm bringing heavy, wet snow to the East Coast has knocked out power to more than 500,000 homes and businesses, mostly in Pennsylvania. Also at SRNNews.com, First Lady Michelle Obama is warning that religious freedom is at risk if a Republican wins the White House in 2012.
During a fundraiser in Tampa on Thursday, Mrs. Obama suggested that a right to privacy, free speech, and freedom of worship were all at stake if the GOP wins next year's election. She spoke about the importance of a president selecting Supreme Court nominees. According to a White House transcript, the First Lady said those decisions will impact American lives, quote, on our privacy and security, on whether we can speak freely, worship openly, and love whomever we choose. She said that is what's at stake next November. Greg Clugston at the White House.
Occupy Nashville protesters say they plan to continue challenging a new curfew used to disband their encampment despite 2 nights of arrest. Tennessee state troopers arrested 26 people last night and 29 the night before for violating a new curfew around the state capitol. In both cases, the night magistrate refused to jail the anti-capitalist protesters. This is SRN News.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals by Bare Essentials is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We're letting everyone who calls try America's number one mineral makeup risk-free. Just call 1-800-506-8947 to find out how. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour magazine as a magic eraser. Allure magazine, InStyle, and Elle magazines, and leaders in beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. Now you can participate in our nationwide giveaway and see for yourself. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation risk-free. And we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-506-8947 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-506-8947.
Perfect Health Today is paid for by Genesis Health Technologies.
Welcome to Perfect Health Today. Your host, Dr. James Hopkins, will be taking your calls at 308-8867 and toll-free at 866-308-8867. Perfect Health Today is all about natural health, health remedies, health problems, and ways to improve your health. And now the host of Perfect Health Today, here's Dr. James Hopkins.
Hello, this is Dr. James Hopkins, and you're listening to Perfect Health Today on News Talk 930 KLUP Radio here in San Antonio, Texas. Before I get started tonight, I want to tell you I'm really sorry about the inconsistencies on the program. Football is a big thing, I guess, in San Antonio and in Texas all around, and I guess it's more important than health. But I want to tell, express my regret that we haven't been able to be more consistent in the programs, and hopefully in the very near future, football season will be over and we won't have any interruptions. Also, tonight, before I get started, I want to tell you that all of the opinions expressed on this program are mine and are not necessarily the opinions of News Talk 930, KLUP Radio, or their affiliates. Now, to call in tonight, you can dial 308-8867. If you're outside the normal calling area, you can dial 866-308-8867. Excuse me. Tonight, we're going to be discussing a topic that seems to be in the news on a constant basis, and that's vitamins and mineral supplements and their impact on your health. And tonight, I may not be able to finish everything, and if we don't, I'm going to tell you right now, we'll pick this up next week, because this is a very, very important subject. The first question we have to do is, we have to answer, obviously, is, do supplements have an impact on your health? Well, some medical research says no. In fact, every couple of years, they come out with some medical research that said they've done a study with this vitamin, that vitamin, and it doesn't do any good for anything. You know, that they've done this, they've done that. So obviously it doesn't work. Some other researchers, though, have a different opinion, and they disagree with the study results for a variety of reasons. Well, the question is, who's right? Are the people on the one side that say that supplementation is good, correct? Are the studies performed by medical doctors and the scientific community, which is backed by Big Pharma, are they right? Well, let's look at some of the information and see if what they say makes sense, or if we can maybe make a judgment of our own about whether it's good to supplement or not. I'm going to read from an article that says, another negative study of vitamins published by Stephen Novella under Nutrition Comments. Now, this is a doctor, and he says in the beginning, it says, perhaps one of the most common questions I receive from those who wish to utilize science-based medicine for their own health is what I think about vitamins. I'm not even going to get into the utilize science-based medicine, but going on, it says, even among hard-nosed skeptics, the question is often perplexing. On the one hand, vitamins themselves were discovered by medical and biological science. They play a vital role. I think they were discovered by God. He's the one that created them. But that's another story, too. And they play a vital role, by definition, in the healthy functioning of our bodies. Deficiency of vitamins can cause disease. I think they figured that out several hundred years ago when they had English sailors who didn't get enough vitamin C and other nutrients, they contracted scurvy. That's why they called them limeys, because they started taking limes on the ships and everything. So I guess maybe it wasn't medical science that figured that out. Now, so they seem perfectly legitimate, that is, nutritional supplements. On the other hand, the market is full of exaggerated and even magical claims about the cure-all power of vitamins. Now, I somewhat agree with that statement, folks. Yeah, there's a lot of claims I hear, I mean, monthly. The new miracle food, the new superfood, the new that's going to do all these wonderful things. The fact is God made lots of wonderful foods. He made a lot of incredible benefits that we get from food. But there's lots more than just one or two. I mean, we're talking hundreds here. So I would have to agree with this gentleman about that is, yeah, there's a lot of exaggerated claims. But that's because people become excited about discoveries. You know, somebody gets well, you know, they start taking a new supplement and they get better. They have improvements in their health. Well, everybody starts talking about it and everybody wants to take it. Everybody thinks that's the new thing to help us in our quest for a better quality life or longevity or whatever it is that we're seeking. The fact is as we go on in this information, we're going to find out that what I tell you almost every program is your diet makes the difference. Your diet, what you're eating, the quality of food you're eating, the types of food you're eating, those are the things that are important. Well, he goes on to say, it says, it's difficult for people to come to a bottom line conclusion. Should they take vitamin supplements or not? Is it wise? He says, is it woo or not woo? I think it should say, is it wise or not wise? But anyway, he goes on to say several other things. And I'm not going to talk about the whole study. Some of the study is very confusing, and I don't want to get into any more confusing information than is necessary. He talks about the fact that they did this study over an 8-year period of time, and after a median follow-up of 8.0 and 7.9 years in the clinical trial and observational study, respectively, the Women's Health Initiative study provided convincing evidence that multivitamin use has little or no influence on the risk of common cancers. CVD, which is cardiovascular disease, or total mortality in postmenopausal women. So he's saying that if you take multivitamins, you have little or no influence on common cancers, heart disease, or how long you live. Now, he says the strength of this study or its duration. Oh, it's 8 years. Now, he says the proponents of this study say it wasn't long enough and there's all these other things. But that's not really what they said. In fact, we're going to get into that in a few minutes. Now, we go on down a little farther in his observations. And he talks about routine supplementation. He said, to back it up a bit, let me say that I am a strong believer in good nutrition. From a basic science point of view, it just makes sense. We need specific nutrients for various biochemical reactions in our body. Deficiencies are clearly related to specific diseases. Further, in areas where nutrition is poor, overall development is also poor. The connection is clear. So he says that, well, vitamins are important, but he's saying supplementation is not very good. He says, question of routine supplementation, however, goes further. He says, whether taking vitamin supplements are helpful or necessary, who has a reasonable diet and does not have any specific disease or condition that would impact their demand for specific vitamins, he says, no, it's not necessary. Now, he goes on to say, which is kind of a conundrum here, he talks about targeted supplementation. He says, none of what I've said above has anything to do with targeted supplementation. I prescribe vitamins almost every day. You prescribe vitamins? Geez, I tell people they need to take vitamins because our body needs them. I don't prescribe vitamins. But anyway, I prescribe vitamins almost every day for those with conditions known to be improved or prevented by specific vitamins or cofactors. And for those with a documented deficiency. For example, many patients with certain neurological disease have low folate or vitamin B12 levels. So I check these frequently and supplement them if these levels are low. He goes on to talk about the evidence of vitamin B2 may improve migraines and offer migraine sufferers a relief from migraines. B6 may improve recovery from nerve damage. He says there also is much evidence recently about the value of vitamin D in preventing certain cancers and neurological disorders. So if we're not getting enough vitamin D, should we take it? Wouldn't that be supplementing? It may be recommended daily allowances of vitamin D were too low, and they are being increased as new evidence comes in. He says it may be that they're too low. Let me tell you, first of all of this, the RDA is way too low for the number or the amount of vitamins that we need to be healthy or have healthy lives. And I'm going to tell you some of those reasons as we go through the program today. But before we move on from this esteemed medical professional, let's go ahead and look at some of the statements he just made. First of all, he doesn't know whether supplements is any good, but he routinely does his own patients' advice to take and prescribe vitamins. He says, I prescribe vitamins every day. But here's the problem, though, folks. He says he provides or prescribes vitamin B12 with people that have neurological diseases and they may have low folate. And he prescribes B2 and he prescribes B6 sometimes. And the facts are that God didn't make any isolated vitamins. You can't go out and get a vitamin B12 fruit or plant. You can't go eat an animal that's got It's the vitamin B12 cow. God made everything in abundance and in a multiplicity of different nutrients. So to prescribe, and that's because you can prescribe vitamins isolated and they can go to a drugstore and get them. But actually, your body needs all of these nutrients and many others to be able to work properly. One thing that you find out if you do this pure science and this scientific-based evidence, you find out that no vitamin or no mineral works without corresponding vitamins and minerals taken at the same time so the body can utilize them. So prescribing B12 and all these other things for people is not beneficial, not even good sense. So the first thing I'm going to say is I feel that possibly, I got to read this last statement. He says, targeted supplementation is evidence-based and specific. Well, you know what? I think God, when he made food, he was pretty evidence-based and he was pretty specific. We need nutrients to be able to perform every biological and chemical function in our bodies. And we don't need isolated forms of them. Now, I'm going to get into the rebuttal from one of the companies, or a couple of these companies here in just a minute. But before I do that, we're going to have to go to a break. So I think probably right now is a good time for us to go to break before I get into this other subject and we do the answer to the medical profession study about vitamin potential. Or maybe we won't. Okay. Well, okay, we will go now. Thank you. We're going to go ahead and go to break, folks, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Stand by.
Do you own a car you no longer want, and you don't have the time or energy to sell it? Donate your car to Heritage for the Blind. Your donation is tax deductible, and your car will be towed away for free. Call 1-800-943-1356. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, trucks, vans, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. Call now. Your donation will help those in need. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-943-1356. Donating is easy, it's tax deductible, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher by donating. Call 1-800-943-1356. 1-800-943-1356.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. As freedom-loving Americans, the right to keep and bear arms for our own self-defense is one of our most cherished rights. Join host Mark Walters right here every week on Armed American Radio for hard-hitting talk about your right to carry a gun for self-defense and everything else related to concealed carry and the defense of our Second Amendment. I fill my prescription for freedom right here with Mark Walters on Armed American Radio.
Join me, Mark Walters, for Armed American Radio every Sunday night at 10 on News Talk 930 KLUP.
What's even better than a smartphone? A smartphone that plays your favorite radio station.
As soon as I get this hooked up, I collect the waves from the air.
Whether you have an iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android, just go to your device's app store and search for
930 KLUP. The Loop.
With our free app, you can take us wherever you go.
Today's technology can help you maintain contact with the world of science.
Stay connected. Download our free app from your device's app store today. News Talk 930 KLUP. The Loop.
If you're looking for the best all-you-can-eat buffet in town for only $1.99, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for juicy burgers, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for tender brisket and succulent ribs, come to Big Ed's Chow House. But if you're looking for Big Ed, don't come to Big Ed's Chow House. Big Ed passed away last week at the age of 47. leaving his wife and three children, struck down in his prime by the same disease that got his father. So he won't be around to take care of his family. And the sad part is it all could have been detected early with a simple test, but Big Ed didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical tests you need? For a list of tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. Once again, that's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Perfect Health Today with your host, Dr. James Hopkins. Feel free to call toll-free 866-308-8867. Once again, here's Dr. James Hopkins.
Welcome back. This is Dr. James Hopkins, and you're listening. I can't even say my own name. You're listening to Perfect Health Today on News Talk 930 KLUP Radio, San Antonio, Texas. Okay, in the first part there, we talked about this one doctor's opinion and this study. And let me go on to say, really, before we get into these rebuttal statements, folks, you know, there are numerous studies that have been done over the last 5, 6, 8, 10, 12, 15 years, whatever, and they always have a bias toward the lack of benefits toward nutrition. If you take any competent nutritionist and you ask them about the quality of food that we have and the nutritional values in the food we have, they just about universally, they will tell you that we don't get enough. We don't get enough nutrients in the food we eat. So the only way that you can get the nutrients that you need is by supplementation. Now, when we're talking about minerals, I'm going to talk about a Senate document that came out in the 1930s about the quality of minerals in the soil. And once again, as I said, no vitamin works without the proper minerals and vitamins. So sometimes, especially as we age, we're going to need to supplement, or if we have health problems. We don't get enough nutrients, and our body actually starves for nutrients. That's why one of the reasons we eat a lot is because our body is looking for the things that we need, and so we're taking in food trying to find it. Now, this is not a specific rebuttal to the last doctor, but it is a specific rebuttal to some of the studies that have been done. And all of these studies, folks, have a real common thread. So this is apropos to this study or to any one of the other studies. This guy starts out, and this is from Life Sciences or something. Let me look. I want to quote correctly from them. Life Extension, a scientific vitamin studies rebuttal to allegations that certain vitamins may shorten lifespan. There was a study done here a couple years ago. It said scientific evidence shows that taking vitamin supplements actually shortens your lifespan, which is ridiculous. But anyway, I'm going to read the opening statement here. I thought it was pretty good. It says, it is almost inconceivable. That came from The Princess Bride, I think. To think that for the greater part of the 20th century, a scientific debate raged as to whether cigarette smoking was dangerous. Boy, there were scientists on both sides, doctors, medical doctors. Cigarette smoking is not harmful to your health. I grew up in the 50s and 60s, and there were cigarette commercials on all the time, and there was all this stuff about, oh, yeah, this doesn't cause any damage. Finally, somehow or other, they figured out that cigarette smoking does cause damage. Not only does it cause damage, it kills people by the thousands every year. But it was a scientific debate, like this scientific debate over supplements. I wonder why the doctors that were on the side that said cigarette smoking didn't damage your health, I wonder why they had that side. I guess their science was skewed for some reason. Also, an even longer-running controversy focused on whether food choices, your diet, had any effect on how long people lived. It was not until the latter part of the 20th century that the FDA admitted that high saturated fat diets increased heart attack risks. Well, I can't understand that. Of course, all these people that have been saying it in the nutritional field and in the natural health field have been saying your diet, sort of like real estate. You know, what's the most important thing about your health? Diet. It's like the most important thing about real estate is location. So here's the thing. Some of these people are somewhat disingenuous, but I also want to be fair and say that, yes, maybe some of the people in the nutritional field might be disingenuous because they want to sell a product and they want to make money. But one side in the cancer debate or the diet debate about saturated fats was right. The other side of the debate on whether cigarette smoking was bad for your health or not turned out to be right. So probably nutrition and your overall health is going to be proved, and supplementation is going to be proved to be right also. Now, today's unanimous recommendation to eat lots of fresh fruits and vegetables is a relatively recent phenomenon back 50 years ago when midlife heart attack rates were nearly triple what they are now. It was not unusual for people, especially men, to eat virtually no fruits or vegetables. Well, I can testify to that. My dad wasn't a big vegetable eater, but he definitely liked pork chops and beans. Now, even now, the processed food industry heavily lobbies government agencies to not recommend disease-preventing foods to the public. Just as companies that profited by selling cigarettes and processed foods egregiously misled the public in the past, today's consumers are confronted with so-called scientific reports that question the value of dietary supplements. Now, I'm going to stop right here, and before we go on any farther, I'm going to say that in the last study, or the study that said it was negative, he said that, you know, whole foods were good and to get your vitamins and things from nutrition. I agree with that. If you can get the right amount of nutrients and everything from your food, I think you should. If you can't get it from the food you eat, then you should take supplements that are as close to food as possible, because those are the finest quality nutrients that can be had. But sometimes even that is not enough, especially if we're in a really compromised situation. Now, there are some superfoods out there, and I hate using that term, but there are some superfoods out there that do contain massive amounts of vitamins and minerals and supplements and things. But that's because they're a combination of not just a one thing, but a combination of different elements that make up the superfood. And that means that they're made up of a lot of different plant-based components that have a lot of different benefits and also bring a synergy to whatever this particular superfood is. Now, one superfood that I know of is produced by a company in California. It's a friend of mine, his name is Jameth Dina. He's a naturopath, and he does a lot of research, and he does a lot of speaking, and he produces products. And one of the products he produces is Vitamineral Green. For a number of years, that's all I recommended to my patients was Vitamineral Green. My cancer patients, if you talk to them 5 years ago, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, they will tell you, yes, they took Vitamineral Green. The problem with some of these superfoods is they're not really super palatable to taste. I mean, they don't taste horrible, but you know, you get tired of tasting the same thing. It's a little bit chalky and things like that. But it was a great way to get nutrition. Now, today I give people a choice. I found there's several liquid vitamin and mineral supplements that give you a broad spectrum of vitamins, minerals, and things in our diets that we can take in a liquid form that tastes pretty good. And because of that, I have now the option of giving people something that's better. Now, when I say these are a liquid, these are also plant-based vitamins and minerals, because obviously you can't get a mineral that's not plant-based, because if you get a piece of ore that's iron, you can't eat it and get the iron out of it. You have to get it from a plant-based source. We're going to talk more about that in the next segment and everything. But going on is, the fact is, yes, we want to eat good foods, but once again, also, it may not be available to us. So I recommend taking a multivitamin, but I only recommend two. I don't know, I think maybe there's 100 out there, 400 or 900 or 25,000. I don't know. There's a lot of them out there, folks. But there's only two that I recommend because of the time that I've spent in treating patients, I have found that they are beneficial. Now, let me also say that doesn't mean there's also not other nutrients out there or other products out there that are beneficial also. It's just my preference is these two. But like if you go to Rhonda's Nature's Way, Rhonda has several different supplements and she uses several different companies. And some of those companies I know are very good. So there's other things out there. I just recommend two because they're the ones I know the best. Ones I've researched the most. Anyway, that music means that we got to go to break again. And like I said, I don't think we're going to be able to finish this segment this week. But we'll be back after these words from our local sponsor and also the news to KLUP Radio.
Time is 6:30.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. The unusually early snowstorm bringing heavy wet snow to the East Coast has knocked out power to more than a half million homes and businesses, mostly in Pennsylvania. Outages are also reported in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. The snow set an October record for New York's Central Park, where 1.3 inches of snow had fallen by early afternoon. There have been three attacks today against NATO and Afghan government forces in Afghanistan, but the deadliest was the suicide bombing in Kabul, that left 17 dead, including a dozen Americans. The bomber used a vehicle loaded with explosives to strike an armored NATO bus on a busy street. The Taliban and related groups have staged more than a dozen major attacks in the Afghan capital this year. A U.S. military plane has flown more than 20 Libyans who were wounded in that country's civil war to the United States for treatment. More details at srnnews.com.
999 is more than just the price of a pepperoni pizza. Hi, it's Hugh Hewitt. Herman Cain's straight talk and positive outlook on America have hit a nerve with conservatives. His new book, This is Herman Cain, is the story of a maverick running for president with a passion for freedom, capitalist ideas. And you can get Herman Cain's book free with your subscription to Town Hall Magazine. It's the magazine where thoughtful conservatives will stay ahead of the curve throughout this turbulent election season. To get your copy of Herman Cain's book free with your subscription to Town Hall, log on to townhallmagazine.com. That's Town Hall Magazine.
Hands can do incredible things. They made every sound in this piece of music. But nothing compares to using them to help save a life. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. Visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are four times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side, volunteer to read to children, make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Perfect Health Today with your host, Dr. James Hopkins. Feel free to call toll-free 866-308-8867. Once again, here's Dr. James Hopkins.
Welcome back. This is Dr. James Hopkins, and you're listening to Perfect Health Today on News Talk 930 KLUP Radio here in San Antonio. If you want the phone number here, it's 308-8867. If you're outside the calling area, it's 866-308-8867. Now, going back to my last thought, let me tell you a couple quick things about vitamins and supplements and things like that. First of all, one of the things that I talked about is profit. So, unfortunately, there are some companies out there that make nutritional supplements that are not very good quality. So, when you're searching for a nutritional supplement, You really need to talk to somebody that's qualified. And what I mean qualified is somebody that has an extensive knowledge and has spent time learning and studying nutritional supplementation. And I'm not going to slam any companies or anything like that, but if you go into a big store, you know, that, you know, we talk about occasionally, and you go into their vitamin section, there's nobody to talk to there. I mean, you know, they got three or five or seven different types of fish oil, and they got, you know, some vitamin C, and they got some things like that. Folks, that's not the way to shop for your vitamins and minerals and things that you need. And it's also maybe you don't know really what you need to be taking, so it's better to get advice from somebody that knows. And that's why going to places like Rhonda's, Nature's Way, is the way to get informed information on what you need to be taking. Now, the other thing is that if you go to a company, which Rhonda carries a lot of good companies, you know, there's a lot of health stores that carry good quality brands. But the thing is, if you go in to a store like that, they're not going to talk you into buying something that you really don't need, because they're going to talk to you about, and they can't give you medical advice, they can't tell you what you need to be taking, other than they can make recommendations. But those recommendations are going to be based on years, and in the case of Rhonda, like 35 or 40 years of observation and study and research, and also by her mama, who's been around, you know, in the nutritional industry for 50 or 60 years. So this is important. And that's what we're going to talk about here in the next part of this rebuttal on the supplements. First of all, when they do these studies, they do a specific nutrient or a specific vitamin or whatever, but they don't use it in the right ways. And here's proof of that, because in this rebuttal, it says outlandishly low and high potencies evaluated. As has been the case of previous studies conducted by mainstream doctors, the potency of nutrients evaluated in this negative report are far different than what knowledgeable, health-conscious consumers take on a daily basis. This report condemning supplements claimed that vitamin A causes a 16% increase of dying. The vitamin A potencies given to study subjects range from 1,333 international units to 200,000 international units a day, or taken every other day, or in one case, ingested just once. Yes, a trial used to vilify this nutrient gave the participants one dose of vitamin A. When these nursing home subjects did not show greater survival benefits, the authors of this negative report blamed a single dose of vitamin A for the deaths. Now, this is another thing that's really important, folks. The type of vitamins that we get and the quality of vitamins that we get are very important. There are synthetic vitamins, and we're going to talk a little more about that, but I'm going to just briefly say there's synthetic vitamins out there, and guess what? They aren't used by the body. But there's a really important factor about these synthetic vitamins. They're cheap to manufacture. They're cheaper to manufacture than getting the vitamins in a whole food supplement. Now, could that be the reason that they use them? Quite possibly. Well, anyway, going on, it says, we don't know of anyone who actually takes their vitamin A's in these kind of doses, but these were the very studies used to assassinate vitamin A. And the bottom line is, folks, is these studies are all very similar, as I said. They use synthetic nutrients or synthetic vitamins in some studies. They use minimal doses. They use isolated vitamins, which I already told you, they don't work. See, it's like they're skewing the results to where they can't be good before they ever start the study. Now, that's not, to me, what an unbiased, scientifically based study should be about. You know, I think you should take the information and do it in a way that is honest. Yeah, that's a new term in some circles, isn't it? Honesty and not profit motivated. honest evaluations instead of profit motivated evaluations, like we saw with the cigarette industry. And I don't know why the FDA, you know, claimed that there was no link to heart disease by, you know, high saturated fat diets. Just like I just read an article the other day about autism and how they said, well, yeah, the vaccines do cause autism. And the lady that heads autism, I mean, heads the FDA, gets on and says, well, I'm not sure that it does. I haven't read all the reports. It's just insane. We as a people, which I tell you all the time, the listeners, I'm telling you, it's our responsibility to not leave it up to these honyocks that are in the government to tell us what we need to be taking. I think they tell us too many things, and they aren't always beneficial nor for our good. Now, these studies, you know, I can go on. I'm going to do one more quick one. Junk science negative study on calcium and vitamin D supplements were poorly constructed. In other words, the studies were poorly constructed, yet widely reported. And this is from 2005. And I want to show you this because it's not a new thing, folks. This is something, like I said, that goes on and on and on. Now, I'm going to try to move along here just a little bit. I want to go back to this medical research and the information. Being honest and being unbiased, okay, I'm honest, but I may be not unbiased because I do know that nutritional supplements and your diet make a big difference to your health. So I can't say I'm unbiased, but I am honest. But is the research done by the medical community, which is backed by, and all of these studies have to be paid for by somebody, and guess who pays for these studies? The pharmaceutical industry. And in this article that talked about the vitamin D and the calcium, it says that the headline around the world set by this research based in The Lancet of April 2005 said that senior citizens should throw away their calcium supplements and turn to prescription drugs as their primary treatment for osteoporosis and bone fractures. The guy says, gee, what a convenient message for Big Pharma. It's not like we haven't heard this before. Remember the recent effort to try to convince people that vitamin A would kill them, or vitamin C, excuse me, would kill them. Of course, thanks to direct-to-consumer advertising of prescription drugs, Big Pharma practically owns the mainstream media these days, and they are integral to all the research that's done by the medical community, because you got to have big bucks, and they're the only ones that have it. Now, let's ask this question. Last but not least on this subject of these studies and everything, if vitamins and mineral supplements are not beneficial, they're really not good for you, they don't do any good for you, then why are more and more pharmaceutical companies starting to make supplements? Well, that's a tricky one, isn't it? I wonder if after sufficient numbers of pharma companies are in the business of making supplements, will the results of these tests change? Or should I say, should the analysis of these tests change? Will we suddenly find that the analysis of this information, because it's being done by doctors on big pharma, not drugs, but supplements that they have found to be very beneficial and very good for you if you take the ones that's made by XYZ company, and I'm not going to mention any names like Pfizer or Merck or any of those things. You know, I don't want to have any problems. But the bottom line is, this is not only not sensible, it's not right. But we can't rail against the world, can we? So what we have to do is we got to do the best with what we have. Well, the research by the scientific community, even though it doesn't show that supplementation's any good, that doesn't mean it ain't so. That's not very good grammar, but it's pretty correct. Now, one of the things about nutrition, one of the things about health, is getting these nutrients in large enough numbers, and also how to get the body to utilize them. You know, raw food is good if you can get sufficient amounts of nutrients. And some nutrients that we need, folks, we can't eat enough. We can't eat enough cabbage. We can't eat enough carrots. We can't eat enough of a lot of these things to be able to get the nutrients that we really need. But the next thing we need to do, if we're trying to get it from raw food, and if we need to supplement, the next best form of nutrients is from natural food sources, like I was talking about superfoods, chlorella, spirulina, and all these different things that are combined in products that give us a whole host of these nutrients in a compatible form. But the bottom line is, what we have to figure out also is, how do we achieve optimal levels of getting these nutrients? Because one of the things that is critical to whether we have enough vitamins and minerals is absorption, bioavailability, and digestion. In fact, digestion and your flora in your intestinal system are crucial to how well we use and utilize and break down and manufacture some vitamins. Well, we're going to go and we're going to talk a little more about this, folks. We are going to go ahead and go to another break, our last break for station identification and sponsors. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk a little more about vitamins. And we'll talk 1 minute on minerals. We'll do the rest of that next week. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
What's even better than a smartphone? A smartphone that plays your favorite radio station.
As soon as I get this hooked up, I collect the waves from the air.
Whether you have an iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android, just go to your device's app store and search for
930 KLUP. The Loop.
With our free app, you can take us wherever you go.
Today's technology can help you maintain contact with the world of science.
Stay connected. Download our free app from your device's app store today. News Talk 930 KLUP. The Loop.
It's time for MedVid on Movies.
Dennis Quaid plays a grieving preacher who's lost his son to a tragedy and responds by banning dancing in his southern small town in the remake of Footloose.
We cannot be missing from our children's lives.
Public dancing among Beaumont's minors will be in violation of the law.
Well, that dancing ban doesn't sit well with the new kid in town, memorably played by Kevin Bacon in the original film, but here portrayed by the charisma-free Kenny Warmold, who quickly strikes sparks with the preacher's rebellious daughter, Dancing with the Stars' Julianne Hough. The acting is very simply appalling, with Dennis Quaid reaching an all-time low point in an otherwise distinguished career. Director Craig Brewer previously did the acclaimed Hustle and Flow, but you'll want to hustle out of the movie theater as quickly as possible and turn in disgust from an insipid exercise that flows directly down the drain. PG-13 for abundant teen drug use and drinking, lots of laughable but intense violence, and sexual content that's more rancid than racy. 1 star for Foot Loser.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. As freedom-loving Americans, the right to keep and bear arms for our own self-defense is one of our most cherished rights. Join host Mark Walters right here every week on Armed American Radio for hard-hitting talk about your right to carry a gun for self-defense and everything else related to concealed carry and the defense of our Second Amendment. I fill my prescription for freedom right here with Mark Walters on Armed American Radio.
Join me, Mark Walters, for Armed American Radio every Sunday night at 10 on News Talk 930 KLUP.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Catch the world and everything in it. Tonight at 7, here on News Talk 930 KLUP.
Welcome back to Perfect Health Today with your host, Dr. James Hopkins. Feel free to call toll-free 866-308-8867. Once again, here's Dr. James Hopkins.
Hello, folks. Welcome back. This is Dr. James Hopkins, and you're listening to Perfect Health Today on KLUP Radio 930 in San Antonio, Texas. Now, tonight, folks, we're talking about vitamins and minerals, and unfortunately, we're not going to be able to talk too much about minerals, but we're going to finish up, hopefully, with vitamins tonight, and next week we'll pick up minerals if we don't have a football game. I don't have the schedule in front of me, but I don't think there's a football game next week. But going on with what we were talking about, I mentioned earlier that absorption and bioavailability, digestion, all of those things are a key part of being able to get our vitamins and minerals. In fact, probably one of the most important things to determine whether we're getting our vitamins and minerals, even if we take good supplements, is whether our digestive system is working properly. You know, there's a lot of talk today about probiotics and prebiotics and how they're, you know, important in your life, and you know, they keep down the bad intestinal flora, the fungi, and that they help to break down nutrients and all these good things. But you know, folks, a lot of people don't realize that the probiotics and the intestinal flora are an integral part of our immune system, but they are also the main ingredient to breaking down our food into nutrients for us to be able to assimilate. Now, going back to that doctor that we first talked about, you know, he says he gives B vitamins to his patients if they have this and that and everything. And this is for older patients that don't, you know, that have low levels of folate or B12 and everything. Here's one of the things also that I just don't get. Number one, if your stomach acid isn't strong enough, you can't even break down B12. It has to be in a form that can be utilized by the body. And if your digestive juices are weak, that isn't going to happen. And yet, they're giving this to patients that are in their 40s and 50s. What do you think the circumstances are with our digestive systems? It's not like a 6-year-old or an 8-year-old. You know, they can eat rocks and, you know, they can break those down. It's just no problem. But people in there that are getting elderly, they need more nutrients. They are more desperate for nutrients than little kids. And yet it's harder them to get them because usually they are accompanied, the old age is accompanied by digestive problems. And that's because of our diets and lifestyles and all these things that we talk about all the time. So we definitely need to make sure that we're getting, now one way you can bypass just this one thing, I'll tell you, one way you can bypass the problem with B12 is you can take sublingual B12, and it doesn't go through your digestive system, it goes right in your bloodstream. And there's some ways that we can do this, but once again, the important thing we got to understand about this, you can't walk into, you know, the Big W store or the one of these other stores and ask the person at the counter which one of these things we need to be taking, because they really don't know. And if they don't know, they can't tell us. And if they don't know and they tell us something wrong, then we're doing more damage than we're getting benefit. So my recommendation is, if you don't want to go and see a health care practitioner, and you know, there's no need to see them all the time and go to them and ask a question, go to a reputable place like Rhonda's Nature's Way or one of these other reputable health food companies that carry good quality. I'm talking about reputable companies that have research and proven studies that they've done to show that why they put what they put in their products are beneficial. And then talk to them about your concerns, because they're there to help you. And if you don't want to spend the time and spend $100 or $150 or whatever it happens to be for seeing a healthcare practitioner, go to them. They're going to be able to give you the information you need. Just need to make sure that they've been around the business for longer than 6 months, you know, that they just not a fill-in for, you know, Susie who went off on vacation last week to take a cruise. But the other thing is that we need to understand that we are a complex biological entity. And because of that, there isn't just a let's take this supplement or let's take this or let's take this drug or anything else that's going to fix things. We have to understand that things are interconnected. You know, I think about the old song, you know, the knee bone's connected to the thigh bone and, you know, all those things. Well, you know, that's the way it is in our body. We are not individual little sections. We're a composite of all of these different organs and things that produce and perform a vast array of duties and functions in our body. And they need nutrients. But the bottom line is they also have to have a way to get those nutrients. And we need to make sure that, number one, our digestive system's working properly. If we don't have a good digestive system, it doesn't matter if we're taking bucketfuls of nutrients because we're not getting them. The next thing, if our digestive system is working properly, then we have to make sure we're getting natural vitamins and that we're getting the best quality or the best kind of vitamins. And here's one of the things that makes this confusing, folks. And I know a lot of people out there are confused. They go in the store and they look and it's got this and that and, you know, palmitates and all these different things. The fact is there are a lot of different forms of some vitamins. And some of them are beneficial in some quantities, and others are beneficial in lesser quantities, and some of them are beneficial in combinations at several different types. And that's why we need knowledge and we need understanding. And that's why I do the show. Now, unfortunately, I can't go into all the permutations of all of these different vitamins and combinations and things because I just don't have enough time on the show and cover anything in the show. But the fact is we need to understand all of these things make a difference in how we not only utilize the nutrients, but whether our body even sees them or not. Going back to the thing I said before, nothing is isolated that's made by God. God doesn't make a vitamin B plant. He doesn't make a vitamin E plant. He doesn't make a vitamin D cow. He makes a combination of nutrients, and that's because our body needs those combinations. See, God, I told you before, he is so much smarter than these guys that are chemists because he puts all these things in. In fact, he puts things in they don't even know exist yet. I read an article 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, and they said they have calculated that they believe there's 10,000 phytonutrients in a tomato plant, in a tomato. 10,000. What does that mean? It means these guys that are doing these, quote, scientific studies, they ain't even seen them all. They don't know them all. They ain't got a name for them yet. They surely don't know what they do and how beneficial they are. That's one of the reasons that plant-based nutrition is a lot better for you. And taking supplements needs to be a very, very well-thought-out plan. Don't go to the store because you saw a commercial on One a Day or Centrum or one of these things and feel like, well, that's got to be good. Because, once again, that ain't necessarily so. What you have to do is become somewhat informed, become somewhat concerned, and somewhat involved in your own health. Because, folks, the bottom line is nobody else except your spouse or your family is going to be concerned. And they get hit with all of this pile of information that is sometimes, I think, is thrown out there to confuse people. But I will tell you this. There is a right way. There is a good course. And supplementation and vitamins and minerals are definitely something that you can utilize to achieve a better health status, lifestyle, and hopefully you can attain to perfect health today. Well, thanks very much for your time tonight, folks. Next week, we're going to cover minerals. They're just as important as vitamins. And until then, thank you very much for listening. This is Dr. James Hopkins. Thank you and good night. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Perfect Health Today with Dr. James Hopkins. Join us every Saturday at 6 for another discussion and your calls on everything pertaining to your health here on News Talk 930 KLUP.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals by Bare Essentials is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We're letting everyone who calls try America's number one mineral makeup risk-free. Just call 1-800-506-8947 to find out how. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle, and Elle Magazines, and leaders in beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. Now you can